Book 2, Canto 2, The Kingdom of Subtle Matter, page 105 to 107. Figures are there undreamed by mortal mind. Bodies that have no earthly counterpart traverse the inner eye's illumined trance and ravish the heart with their celestial tread, persuading heaven to inhabit that wonder sphere. The future's marvels wander in its gulfs. Things old and new are fashioned in those depths. A carnival of beauty crowds the heights in that magic kingdom of ideal sight. In its antechambers of splendid privacy, matter and soul in conscious union meet like lovers in a lonely secret place. In the clasp of a passion not yet unfortunate, they join their strength and sweetness and delight, and mingling make the high and low worlds one. Intruder from the formless infinite, daring to break into the inconscient's reign, the spirit's leap towards body touches ground. As yet unwrapped in earthly lineaments, already it wears, outlasting death and birth, convincing the abyss by heavenly form, a covering of its immortality, a life to the luster of the wearer's rank, fit to endure the rub of change and time. A tissue mixed of the soul's radiant light and matter's substance of sign-burdened force, imagined vainly in our mind's thin air, an abstract phantasm mould of mental make. It feels what earthly bodies cannot feel, and is more real than this grosser frame. After the falling of mortality's cloak, lightened is its weight to heighten its ascent, refined to the touch of finer environments. It drops old patterned palls of denser stuff, cancels the grip of earth's descending pull, and bears the soul from world to higher world, till in the naked ether of the peaks, the spirit's simplicity alone is left, the eternal being's first transparent robe. But when it must come back to its mortal load, and the hard ensemble of earth's experience, then its return resumes that heavier dress. For long before earth's solid vest was forged by the technique of the atomic void, a loosened envelope of self-disguise was woven round the secret spirit in things. The subtle realms from those bright sheaths are made. This wonder world, with all its radiant boon of vision and inviolate happiness, only for expression cares and perfect form. Fair on its peaks, it has dangerous nether plains. Its light draws towards the verge of nature's lapse. It lends beauty to the terror of the gulfs and fascinating eyes to perilous gods. Invests with grace the demon and the snake. Its trance imposes earth's inconscience. Immortal it weaves for us, death's somber robe, and authorizes our mortality. This medium serves a greater consciousness. A vessel of its concealed autocracy, it is the subtle ground of matter's worlds. It is the immutable in their mutable forms. In the folds of its creative memory, it guards the deathless type of perishing things. Its lowered potencies found our fallen strengths. Its thought invents our reasoned ignorance. Its sense fathers our body's reflexes. Our secret breath of untried mightier force, the lurking sun of an instant's inner sight, its fine suggestions are a covered fount for our iridescent rich imaginings, touching things common with transfiguring hues, till even earth's mud grows rich and warm with the skies, and a glory gleams from the soul's decadence. Its knowledge is our error's starting point. Its beauty dons our mud mask ugliness. Its artist good begins our evil's tale. A heaven of creative truths above, a cosmos of harmonious dreams between, a chaos of dissolving forms below, it plunges lost in our inconscient base. Out of its fall, our denser matter came.